So this is a mindful movement practice where we'll be doing some gentle stretches. So bearing in mind this isn't a workout, it's not like going to the gym or even a yoga session. What we're doing is using the sensations of the body as we move as a way of connecting us with the present moment. And we're bringing a sense of curiosity to those sensations as we gently stretch the body in different ways. And remembering to take good care of our bodies, to listen to our bodies. So if any of the movements feel painful or uncomfortable, we could adapt by making them less exaggerated or even missing them out altogether. So we can make those choices. So coming to standing, if that feels okay, you can also do this from sitting. But if you are standing, you might like to have the feet hip width apart. And then just coming into noticing the sensations of contact between your feet and the floor, and as the weight of the body drops down. Sensations of contact, pressure, tingling, socks or tights. And then having a sense of the legs rising up. And a kind way to hold our legs is just to have our knees quite soft, so just very slightly bent. The central area of the pelvis. If we can, just allowing the tailbone to drop down, softening the lower back. And the spine rising up, keeping us upright. The head balanced, and just allowing the arms and the shoulders to soften around this central axis. We might begin to notice the sensations of our breath in the body. So all of the tiny movements in our bodies as we breathe in and breathe out. The rise of the shoulders, the swell of the chest, rise and fall of the belly, or wherever you feel the breath as we stand here. Coming into the sensations of the body. And taking awareness into either of our arms, it doesn't matter which, left or right. Bringing awareness right into the sensations of the hand and of the arm. What we're going to do is to gently move the arm, so sideways up from the body, as slowly as we can, gently raising the arm upwards until it's at the same level as the shoulder, so horizontal. And then we'll just pause there, arms outstretched. And noticing the sensations as they change. And knowing that we can leave our arms at this point if that's what feels right for you. But if it feels possible to increase the stretch a little bit, noticing if that feels okay for us, we can begin to slowly raise the arm further upwards until the fingertips are pointing directly towards the ceiling, slightly stretching upwards towards the tips of the fingers, towards the ceiling, maybe looking upwards towards the palm of the hand, and breathing into the arm, breathing into all the sensations in the arm and the hand, noticing what we feel. Only holding as long as feels right for us. Feeling that whole stretch And then very slowly, very gently, bringing the arm down, perhaps pausing again at the horizontal as the arm is level with the shoulder. And then continuing to bring the arm back down to a resting position. And then just noticing, what sensations are there in the arm now? And is it different from the arm that we haven't been stretching? Noticing if the breath has changed. And then bringing attention into the other arm now, the one that we haven't moved. And again, very slowly bringing the arm upwards and pausing at the horizontal level, noticing what we feel. And then continuing, if it feels okay, to move the arm upwards, upwards, stretching the fingertips up towards the ceiling. Breathing into the sensations, perhaps looking up towards the fingers. Gently stretching the body. Gradually, very slowly bringing the arm back down to the horizontal level, just pausing there for a moment, and then continuing to allow the arm to come back to resting, noticing what we feel in the shoulder, in the arm, in the hands. And then we might move our attention again back to our original arm, and this time we're going to do a diagonal stretch. So perhaps imagining that there's a piece of fruit that's just out of your reach, towards one direction, of the direction of the arm that you're moving, and stretching over just to try and pick that fruit. So there's a diagonal stretch across the whole body. The heel of the opposite side might come off just to enable you to stretch a little bit further. And just noticing what we feel in the body as we breathe, as we gently stretch, moment by moment. And then beginning just to gently, slowly return the body back to standing, bringing the arm back down. And we'll do the same for the opposite side of the body. So stretching out across, try and pick that elusive fruit, breathing, noticing what we feel in the body. We can stop whenever we need to, holding it for a little longer if we can, working that edge. And then slowly, gradually, bringing the arm back down and the body back to standing. And we're just going to do some neck rolls. So imagining that there's a sheet of glass in front of your face and your nose is drawing a circle. So just beginning choosing one direction. And you might want to make small circles, you might want to make larger circles. Whatever feels right for your body, your neck in this moment. Not too quickly, just smooth, slow movements. Circling the head. Easing out the neck muscles. And then pausing, allowing the head just to be neutral. And then choosing the opposite direction, making circles with our nose. Whatever way feels right for us, and noticing the sensations released in the head, in the neck. Coming again to a neutral position with the head. And then we'll do some shoulder rolls. So now placing both of your hands onto your shoulders so that the elbows are at the same height as the shoulders, so in a horizontal line. And then choosing a direction to start with. I'm beginning to make just circles with your elbows in the air. And they might be, again, small circles or larger circles. So we have this feeling of movement in the shoulders. Easing the muscles. Breathing. Noticing what you feel. Gentle, smooth movements. And then pausing. And if it feels okay, you can now take a break, but if it feels okay, you could do in the opposite direction from what you did before, making those circular movements with the elbows, moving the shoulder joints. And whenever feels right for you, just allowing the arms and the hands to release downwards, resting. And noticing what we feel in the shoulders and the arms. What do we feel in the chest now or the abdomen? Is the breath slightly deeper? Is there warmth or tingling? What do we notice in the back? In the legs and the feet? The whole body standing here, from the tips of our heads to the tips of our toes. Gently breathing. And knowing that we've done this exercise as a way of nourishing ourselves, of self-care. And we can bring the practice to a close.